Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRE Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRE Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRE staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's get started. Angela, what is the hot topic we've discussed this week?
Well, today we are going to discuss mastering rapport and professionalism in video interviews. We just recently had a trip and fall with a gal, and she's adorable. I mean, she just went through our process with flying colors, and she was on the fourth interview with a client, and all the other interviews had gone very well. The last interview was with the director of clinical operations. She joined the interview on her phone with a t-shirt on, and did not look straight into the camera. She's walking around with the phone in her hand. She's, you know, and it just, she completely lost the opportunity because she did not handle that video interview in an appropriate and professional way. There was no rapport. There was, I mean, it was just a complete mess. And so what we wanted to do is have a discussion today how little tiny, powerful, but overlooked elements of video interviewing can either cause you to be successful or can cause you to faceplant.
I agree. This is important. Definitely tune in. Don't go away, because there are things that you don't necessarily know to think about for a video interview, and they're different than a phone interview. Team, what's the difference, and why is a video interview so special and important? What special things do we need to consider when preparing for a video interview?
I think first you can start with the technical aspects of a video interviewing. Just like Angela's topic with the lady who showed up in a t-shirt, it was hers to lose. She was in her last interview and she shows up on a phone in a t-shirt. I mean,
they had an offer ready. I mean, seriously, there was an offer ready. This was like.
So, and she blew it for herself, and I'm sure she is kicking herself for losing that opportunity. So just first, you just want to make sure that every interview you walk in, this is, you are trying to impress every member of your future family. So with that, make sure you have good lighting. You've got a clutter-free background, that you're on a PC, you're not on a phone, that you maintain eye contact. Maya, I think you had a good point about the eye contact, if you wanted to share that as well.
Oh, yeah. The one thing I do, even now with my own laptop, is prop your laptop up on some books or a stand so that your camera is eye level with you, because it's a lot easier to maintain eye contact through a camera if it's eye level, or if you're not like looking down or looking to the side. You can't see I'm twisting my head around. But
or looking up. Sometimes folks have their cameras on like way higher. And I don't know if it's on like a podium or whatever, but we see that with people that we interview all the time, is that the camera is looking down at their desk. And I'm like, oh, that just feels so awkward to me.
I know. And then what if your desk is full of clutter, too? You're going to show
mine
off
always
to an interview?
Is.
I know. I'm like, just focus on me. I'm the star of the show. Don't focus on my clutter, you know?
Definitely don't make sure you take the call in a car. I just want to throw that out there. Some folks do that. Don't take the call in a car. Go ahead, Maya.
Oh, no. Yeah, because what if you lose reception in the middle of the call and stuff like that, or internet?
If you pulled over to the side of the highway, and I know sometimes folks are like, well, I can squeeze in. Oh, that's a really good point. Let's talk about this for a minute, because we've had this. You know, the client says, can this candidate interview tomorrow at 3? And so we call the candidate and say, is there any way you can make this work at 3? And they're like, well, I'm going to be driving from point A to point B, but I can pull over. No.
That is not. Ambulance goes by during the interview.
Or I'm going to be on site, but I can step into the other room and take the call. No. You should never do that. You need to be in a controlled environment. You could be in your hotel room. Do it from your hotel room. Controlled environment, you know, with no cleaning sign on the door or whatever, so no one walks in on you. But make sure it's a very controlled environment. It's a good point.
I think it's very important. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead, Rachel. I've been chatting. You go ahead.
Well, I think it is very important for our listeners to understand, why do we have to prepare for a video interview? You cannot just go in there and wing it. Preparation is very important, especially with video interviews, because there are a lot of doubts in that kind of scenario, especially from the hiring managers, because doing interviews provokes a lot of, you know, fraudulent acts that may happen. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if you're looking sideways, you're not looking onto your camera and not making eye contact, the manager may think that you are, you know, getting your answers from somebody.
Agreed.
So,
right. I agree. So, and that, yeah, I agree. That director that I was talking to about that fourth interview, that's what she thought, because she didn't make eye contact the whole time. And when she was talking, she was looking around. And that happens a lot whenever you're holding the phone in front of you and you're FaceTiming your family. But this is not a FaceTime with your family. And she said the same thing. She's like, I didn't trust a word she said. I didn't know if it was coming from her or someone else. So fraudulence is a big deal. And that's why there are less phone calls, phone interviews than there are video interviews now. All of our interviews now are video. And if you can't get on the video, we end the call. So all of them are. And then we request a snip of your driver's license or passport because we need to confirm that it was you that we were talking to. Fraudulence is a big problem. So I agree with you, Rachel. Being prepared to be able to have that face right there is very important from a fraudulence perspective, at least.
I think you also need to prepare for the technical aspects or the technology aspects as well. I've had so many calls with candidates where someone's tried to get on the call and had trouble with their app, or they get on the call, but there's no sound or there's no video and they're sitting there trying to figure it out. So definitely prepare ahead of time, like download any apps or software, make sure you can log in, make sure the sound and video works. You might want to have a test call like with a family member or friend or something ahead of time, just making sure all those little basic things work and you're looking at your camera, everything looks fine. So test it out ahead of time so you don't come on the call and your first impression for them is someone who can't figure out their technology and, you know, isn't looking as professional as you are.
I agree. And I'll make a note about lighting as well. And it's funny because Becky joined a call yesterday morning and she's in a different house. And it was the first time she joined a call that early in the morning from her current office. And she was blinded. I mean, literally blinded by the light that was coming in through her window. And it's a good reminder that whenever you're getting ready to do a video interview, you want to assess the light in that room at your desk at that time. So meaning, for example, if your interview is tomorrow at 10 a.m., sit in that desk at 10 a.m. with your camera on practicing to see what the light looks like in your room, because you need to make sure that you've got the appropriate lighting to where you don't have shadow on your face or there's not too much light. You can see the video screen, the people that you're looking at, and they can see you appropriately. Otherwise, you're going to need to do some adjustments to your blinds or your curtains or whatever to make sure that you've got appropriate light in the room, because that can be a huge deal breaker. They can't make eye contact with you if they can't see your eyeballs. So it's important. Yeah.
And it's distracting for you, being the person who was being blinded by the sun. That was very distracting for me, you know, trying to lower my head, trying to chase the dark spot so I wasn't blinded. And then you get distracted. Thank goodness it was just an internal call for us. But still, yeah, definitely make sure your surroundings are good. On that note, make sure your background is clear as well. I love this story, Angela. Can you tell it? We tell it every now and again, but it's just my favorite scenario of background issues.
Yeah. It's this gal that we worked with at a CRO, and I just loved her. She was adorable, and we really enjoyed working with her. We had several CRAs over there. And we had prepped this guy. He was actually one of mine. It was whenever I was still doing recruiting and account management. And I had prepped him for the interview, and he had taken the call from the kitchen because something was going on upstairs. They had roofers there or something. And so I had taken the prep call with him, and we had gone through the whole thing, you know, check your video, check your this, check your background. And I had had the verbal discussion of all of this, but I had not laid my eyes on his office because we had done the prep from his kitchen. And so the next day he has his interview and Ruth calls me and she is just belly laughing on the phone. And I'm like, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? And she's like, you know, it was hysterical. She said, I liked him. And she said, it's clear he's a good CRA. But she said, I joined this video call and he's got this poster behind his desk that has the words and this funny image that says, let's get drunk, get naked and dance on the table. And she said, while I thought it was hysterical, I have to question his judgment because this is his office. And he's got his
what
poster.
Is he doing in this job?
Exactly. But I mean, is he going to have to meet with the PI or the coordinator? I mean, this was right before COVID happened, but you know, almost all of your SDV after COVID was through video, right? I mean, people were holding up sheets and, you know, I mean, you got to think about from a professionalism standpoint, who are you meeting in that office and who gets to see that poster, and why in the world did he not understand that that was not appropriate to have in front of an interview? So while she thought it was hysterical, her answer was, I think he could do the job, but now I question his judgment. And so, no, we're not going to be moving forward with him.
Unfortunate.
I bet you he danced on the table later that night, drunk. Probably not happy about it, though.
I don't know if he was dancing.
Well, team, we've talked about a lot of external factors, technical things, background, all of that stuff. How about your internal state? How about your mind? How about the way you approach it mentally, emotionally, energetically? How about how you practice or prepare internally for an interview?
Yeah, so if you are an introvert like myself, you hate being uncomfortable more than anything in the world. And talking to a stranger in an interview can be very uncomfortable. Now, I think a video interview is a lot easier to handle for an introvert than like an in-person interview. But you still can like freeze up and you can still like have awkward pauses, especially if you don't practice. That was really my thing that I really failed at doing is I went through everything in my head. I was like, here's my questions, here's my answers. And I did it all in my head, but I never practiced it out loud. And, you know, how I'm talking right now is how I was able to force myself to talk in the interview here with CRA Resources. But you're supposed to remember that the people you're, you know, interviewing with, they're going to be your new family, like Carrie said, hopefully. So you want to be able to speak with them openly and try to communicate the best you can, seem interested in them. And I know it's really hard to just sit there and be like, this is how awesome and perfect I am. And yeah, but you just really need to just put your best self forward and just, you know, try to be as relaxed as you can. Take as many little like mock sessions as you need to. Practice with your spouse, your partner, a friend, or a family member, whoever you feel most comfortable with, as many times as you need to. And then that'll really help you in the video interview.
When I was preparing for the, Natalie, I want to hear your story because it's really adorable. But whenever I was preparing to stand on stage in the ACRP Global Conference, I actually videoed myself. And then watched my video back over and over again. And what happens is whenever you're nervous, you're messing with your hair, you're touching your face, you're doing all this stuff, right? And so it's not even just about being concise and saying things the right way. It's about how the facial, exactly, all of the other stuff. And Natalie, I'm looking forward to your story because I think you've got a really great one too.
Well, this one's not technically like a job, and well, it kind of is. So my daughter had to do some type of a video where she had to answer certain questions for recruitment for sorority, and she does not do very well with, you know, video interviews, and she just gets very fidgety and moves around and really nervous, and so she took a lot of takes of her video, and every time she would take one, she would send it over to me, and then I would give her suggestions. Make sure you don't use your hands, don't move your shoulders a lot, like look right at the camera, practice, read out loud your responses. If it takes you 10, 20 times to read them out loud, the more you do it, and when you have to do it in the video, the more natural they're going to come out because you've kind of like almost like a rehearsal type of thing. Mm-hmm. So even if you feel like, oh, I hate video interviews, I get so awkward, I get so nervous, don't stop. Or let me rephrase, do not do the lack of preparation, because then it's going to cost you. If you just prepare, send those video intakes to friends or ask them, hey, can you act like you're interviewing me and ask me some general questions and give me some suggestions, it will come a long way. My daughter took her like, I'm not going to throw her under the bus. Took her a lot of takes, but she got it at the end. But you know what? At the end of the day, I know it's going to help her in the future down the road when she's applying for internships and things like that. And it's never too late for us adults to practice, especially if you've been out of like having to go interview. It's been a minute for you. Doing those little practices will be amazing for you.
Yeah, practice is key. It's like when I used to sing on stage, the practice is really, you have to pretend that the practice is the performance, but then you have to get out there and remember this audience or the interviewer, whatever you want to think of, wants you to do well.
Yes.
You know, in my setting, when I would sing, the audience wanted to hear beautiful music. They were rooting for you. They weren't out there like, oh, I wonder how she's going to mess this up. You know, exactly. Yeah. You hope most of the audience isn't like that. But yeah, remember, these interviewers want to like you. They want to hire you. They are desperate to fill this position with somebody good. And they really hope that they can close the book on this job opportunity with you. That would be their ideal, is if you knock their socks off. So just be the best version of you, the friendliest, most positive, but still calm and professional. You want these people to think, I really want to interact with this person every day. And you also want to remember that the interviewer is a real person. They're doing a job right alongside you. So build that rapport. Take the time to ask them questions, to be interested in their role, because they don't want to just think they're interview number 227 for you. They also want to know that you're going to be a good teammate and somebody that is genuinely pleasant to work with. So feel free to respond with small talk if they start small talk. Just don't ramble too much. Just be careful to be, you know, short but positive and interested in them. And don't miss the opportunity to build that little bit of rapport with that person. They'll remember you.
I agree. I think that rapport is important. And one of our team members said that English is not her first language. And so along those lines with rapport is remembering language. You might be speaking with someone whose native language is different than yours. And so in those cases, you want to remember to maintain a slow pace. We all talk fast when we're talking about something that we are passionate about. And ideally, if the interview is going well, you're going to get to talk about something that you love. You know, the projects that you've done, the work that you have embraced, etc. And if you're not careful, you're going to start talking really fast, and it's going to make it really hard for the other individual to understand what you're saying. And remember, communication is a two-way street too. So you might not understand their question. So make sure you're pausing and making sure, A, you clearly understand their question, and B, they're clearly understanding you. And I would just recommend, if you think there could be a language barrier, to just on a sticky note, write slow down. And you can write it 15 times all over your screen if you want to, but just to remember to A, make eye contact, and then B, slow down, because those two things are critically important, especially on a video interview.
And smile.
See, listen. Mm-hmm. So take the time, because like you said, you get excited when you're talking about something you're passionate about. Well, trust me, they're more passionate about it because they've been working in this job and they need to fill this job. So take the time to listen to make sure you really understand what they need. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you can then sell yourself.
Agreed. Well, so from a recap perspective, just, you know, I think this was mentioned a few times, is make sure all your technology works. And Maya had mentioned when she was a tour guide, I don't know if you want to tell the story, when it comes to technology, be a little careful about overdoing it.
Yeah. So I'm going to give a really quick story. When I was a tour guide, this was actually in person. I would do a driving tour and I would read my notes onto the microphone. And then, but you could tell as an audience, you could hear that I was reading something, and because my voice had less inflection, I was less like engaged. I was reading something like, I am the best tour guide in the world. You are going to hire me always. Sorry, that was a bad example, but that's what it would sound like. Your voice just loses it. So even if you have, if you're on a video interview and you have your notes up somewhere, don't go reading them word for word, because you can hear it in your voice. Like your voice, you might think you sound exactly the same, exactly as passionate. You do not. You sound like you are reading something from a piece of paper, and it falls so dead every time.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It's really important. Yeah. So it goes back to just being yourself. Make sure your technology works, so you're not having a last minute panic attack. make sure that you're prepared and you've prepared verbally out loud so you know how to answer that you're applying for an oncology position, multiple myeloma position. Go research your multiple myeloma studies that you worked and be prepared to talk about them. Talk about them out loud. Talk about them while you're in the shower. Get the verbiage out there so that it's clean and crisp and all that. Maintain eye contact. That means you're staring at the camera. That does not mean that you're staring at the person's face on the screen. You're staring at the camera. Make sure you check the lighting, all these other things that we've talked about. But more than anything else, just make sure that you're you whenever you're joining that, because rapport is probably the most important part of it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, team, for this discussion. Thank you all out there for listening. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit creresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at creresources.com for more information about our firm, and we cannot wait to work with you.